Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Now time to talk Donovan West boys basketball with head coach David Johnson. And Donovan West took the holiday break, came back, had a tough game against Frankfort on Tuesday, falling short 46-29. Really the second quarter is what did the Mustangs in. So, Coach, looking back at that game on Tuesday, what did you feel went wrong there in that contest?
Oh, everything and anything. We looked like the basketball was something we didn't want to have, and we were going to throw it to the other team in red. So we did. I guess the good thing is we did a real good job of that. So, but the good thing is in the second half we did a lot better job of being under control. Maybe Frankfort called the dogs off a little bit. I don't know. We did a better job of getting what we want to do. We get sped up, and we got to get the guys. I got to do a better job of getting guys with the ball in their hands and knowing where it needs to go. And, you know, our seniors and Trent Spiker and Ben Leatherman, or that's his dad, Brock Leatherman, and Creighton Johnson and Cole Franken are trying. They're all trying. And it's just that the point is our will right now, our skill level is not reaching our will level. So we've got to continue to get better, and there's no easy fix. And, you know, it's the league's tough, always tough. And it, again, a record isn't an indicator how good or how poor we are. Some people like to think about that. Our league, if it's shown anything, you know, will not do that. I'm sorry, I'm changing oil on a combine right now. You ever done an interview with somebody changing oil on a combine, Johnny?
No, sir.
Well, this is a first.
And so now you look ahead here, Coach. I mean, overall, you look back as well the last two games. I mean, the second quarter in both of those games is kind of where your guys have lost things. What is it about the second quarter that has just cost your guys these last two? Is it just, like you talked about, too many turnovers?
Oh, it's turnovers. It might be conditioning. It might be focus. You find the mind of a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid, and you can find out what the right find out what they're thinking, you've done something. So our focus has been, you know, first quarter against Troy was terrible. First quarter against Riverside was terrible. Second quarter against Valley Falls was terrible. It's Tuesday nights. Hopefully we don't play any more games on Tuesday nights. It'd be nice because we seem like we just haven't really been very solid for four quarters. And hopefully we can build on, you know, we were a little better on the second half against Frankfort. But, you know, like I said, it's we get sped up, and don't get me wrong, we want to run when the opportunity is to run, but we're going fast when we don't need to go fast. And we make passes that guys can't handle. We're not getting passes to guys in your shooting pocket. We're not giving guys the ball where they need to have it. Our posts are catching in spots they can't be successful at. So that creates a lot of indecision. When you have indecision leads to confusion. When you have confusion, that's when you have turnovers. And so you've got to try and do it. Well, I've got to try and do a better job and continue to work on practice. And that's why they see coaches get frustrated, because it's not like we don't work on it. It's not like we don't try and get ourselves where we're doing 2-on-1 pressure passing, 3-on-1 pressure passing, working on 2-on-1, 3-on-2, working on passing into the post, the proper hand, distributing the ball to the outside hand and doing those type of things. And then we wonder why, parents wonder why coaches are enamored or kind of animated on Tuesdays and Friday nights, because when you work on that stuff, it is frustrating. And it's frustrating for our kids. You can see it in our body language when we play. That was better in the second half. I thought we were a lot better, and guys are a little more focused. And so, you know, we just got to continue to work on things. It's not a quick fix. Kind of like life. You got to put your head down and grind, and that's the way it is. It helps when you're athletic. Things come to you a lot easier. And when you're a team like us, has got a little bit of athleticism, but not a lot like the teams that we play. You got to try to be a little more focused on your fundamentals. You got to be a lot focused on your mental side of the game and knowing what's going on and knowing who I'm passing to. And that's a lot that's happening in the quick half a second to a quarter of a second versus football, where you can line up the big boys up front and you're handing the ball off to a guy that's faster than everybody else, and you try to outrun the basketball. You're trying to catch, pass, and shoot and find defense all in a half-second count, and that's sometimes kind of tough.
Well, Coach, I guess the good news is you have a game coming up on Friday night. Is you'll be on the road at Washington County, so you'll have an opportunity to get back on the right side of things. So we wish you the best of luck, Coach, against Washington County on Friday. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really do appreciate it.
You bet. Washington County will be a handful. There ain't any easy ones, that's for sure.
That's for sure, Coach. But thank you again. David Johnson, the head coach of the Donovan West boys, joining us on our locker room chats. Brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag on KNZA.